Cheyenne, we're gonna be in Denver for 2 days. How much stuff did you pack?
Well, I need it because I dress according to my mood.
Feels like you're gonna be awfully moody.
Don't make me pack my angry clothes. Not sexy. Mom, thank you so much for watching Elizabeth this weekend.
Oh, you're welcome. But when you get back, you need to take her to preschool. The teachers are starting to think she's mine.
At your age, Mrs. H?
Hey, thanks for watching her.
I better get these out to the car.
Yeah, I don't want to miss our plane. I am so excited about going to Denver.
Oh, you are going to love my apartment.
I know.
Reba, big news. Kira's coming over any second to tell you she met a boy. Oh, no. Now, she told me not to tell you, but I had to tell you because she met a boy. Anyway, she's going to ask you something, but I already said no, so back me up, okay? Oh, so the penguin says to the bartender, this is my most casual outfit.
Hi, Regina, did you run over here to beat me to Mom?
No.
Okay, knock it off. So you met a boy.
Yeah. His name is Chip. He's really cute and really nice and super smart.
Oh, he sounds great.
Yeah, but here's the deal. The problem is I can't see him.
And it's not because they're from different worlds. You know, like Danny and Sandy in Greece. She's all like, Danny! You know, and he's like, well, I don't know Sandy, you know, maybe there's like two Danny's loopholes in the phone book and you know.
No. It's the way you guys have set up the rules. I'm not allowed to be with a boy alone in the house and you guys are never home.
Oh, I see.
So I was hoping you changed them.
Hold on to that hope. It'll help you through the tough times.
That's what I told her. Too bad. So sad.
Mom, I could have not said anything and just snuck around to see him, but I didn't. I came to you guys first.
You mean second?
She was listening on the phone.
Well, she's hogging the phone and I was trying to call my friends.
Haven't I always been responsible? I mean, doesn't that count for something?
Well, you got a good point. Okay, you can bring your boyfriend here after school. But there is one rule that's not up for debate, and it's the same rule your grandma gave me. No boys upstairs and no hanky-panky downstairs.
Grandma said hanky-panky.
Actually, she said something else that I'm not comfortable repeating.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah. You're welcome.
You're welcome from the both of us. Okay. You need to skip to my loo, my darling. A girl her age cannot be trusted with a boy. He'll say she looks pretty, she'll blush, and the next thing you know, she's in the backseat of his B210 parked underneath the water tower.
Kira is my daughter, and I trust her.
Oh, and I don't get a vote in this?
You're a step-parent. You get half a vote. So, everybody in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Everybody opposed, say nay.
Nay.
I win.
Hey! Pirates are planted in the past. Though my life is changing fast. Who I am is who I want to be. A single mom who works too hard. Who loves her kids and never stops. With gentle hands and the heart of
Kira. Sorry, I can't talk. Gotta run to the market, get something for dinner. If you want to stay, I'd love to have you.
Sure. Can Chip stay, too?
Is Chip here? Oh, I'd love to meet him.
Okay. Mom, he's taken. Chip, this is my mom.
Ha, nice to meet you. Well, at least he wore nice underwear. Kira, can I see you in the kitchen for a minute?
Sure, Mom. Isn't he cute?
Probably. What's your guess?
He She's so smart and so sweet. And Mom, the best part, he's in a band.
Well, that is the best part. Look, Kira, I've changed my mind. I don't feel comfortable with Chip coming over here after school unsupervised.
What? You just said this morning that I could.
Yeah, you know, but in order for a boy to date my daughter, I have to be able to pick him out of a lineup.
You said you trusted me.
I know, but I have to trust him, too. Why didn't he say anything? That's just not polite.
Chip's shy.
Shy? Huh, yeah. You know, jails are full of shy boys.
You're just judging him on his looks.
Hey, don't blame me. You're the one that let me see him. Okay, fine. He can stay.
Where are you going?
In the living room with Willie Nelson here.
I thought you were going to the market.
Nah, I don't need to.
Then what are we gonna have for dinner?
Gum and Cheetos. Okay, fine. Give me my coupons. Forgot my keys. Notice how unexpected that was? I do that a lot, you know, just pop in unexpected like. So I'll see you. Or maybe I won't.
And that was the elevator to my apartment. This is the hallway to my apartment. Oh, this thing's great. You put an empty can of anything on this, the next day, gone. And this is the door to my apartment. And this is my apartment.
Ooh.
Well, isn't it great?
Well, it totally matches the hallway and the elevator.
Well, check this out. Huh? Mm-hmm. I can sit here and watch TV. I can sit here and watch TV. Uh-oh. I'm a little thirsty. I hope I can see the TV from the kitchen. I can. I can see the TV from the bathroom if I leave the door open and angle the mirror. Scared the heck out of the maid once.
You haven't gotten much chance to do decorating, have you?
Are you kidding? Look, they had the fire evacuation plan in this frame, but I chucked it. So do you like the place?
I think I'm going to. It's weird. Every time I talk to you on the phone, I picture what this place is going to look like, and well, now I know. It's like this.
You know, when I talk to you on the phone, I'm usually nude.
Yeah, you tell me that every time.
Van, those curtains close, right?
Oh, look at there. Curtains. So, you want to see the bedroom?
Well, don't you need to practice?
That's what I'm talking about. Daddy needs a little practice. Oh, shoot. Football practice. I gotta go. All right, we'll finish the tour later.
Okay, I think I'm gonna straighten up a little bit.
No, don't. Just relax, okay? If you're hungry, there's cereal, but the prizes are gone. Well, when I come back, we'll go out and see Denver, or...
Finish the tour?
I love you so much.
I love you too.
Oh, hey, and if you drink a can of soda, put it out here.
Okay. And you
can watch TV from here.
Oh, that was ridiculous. 1 hour in the express lane.
Mom, I got my own problems. I want to watch Pokemon, and Kira and her friend are hogging the living room again.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey, but they have to be in there.
Why can't they just go back upstairs?
Did you say back upstairs?
Yeah, they were in Kira's room for like an hour. Now they won't let me downstairs while Pokemon's on.
Jake, are you sure?
I think I know when Pokemon's on.
She is in big trouble.
Wait, wait. You can't tell her I told you.
Why? She broke the rule. She has to be punished.
She'll be mean to me. Last time I tattled on her, she drew hair under my armpits with a marker while I was sleeping.
Okay, I won't tell her it was you. Did she draw the mustache on you last week?
No, that was me. I got my eye on this girl in the 8th grade.
Okay, Kira, play date's over.
What?
You heard me. He didn't, but you did.
Okay. Well, Chip, I guess I'll call you later. Sorry about my mom. This is one of those things I was telling you about. What was that all about?
I think you know.
What, that you don't keep promises?
Remember the rules we talked about?
Yeah.
Pretty easy to understand, uh-huh.
I guess.
Yeah. Did you break the rules?
No.
Maybe I wasn't clear. Did you go upstairs with that boy?
Oh, that is clear. No.
Kira, I want you to tell me the truth.
Okay.
Look me right in the eye.
Okay.
Did you go upstairs with that boy?
No.
Oh! Look, I know something you don't know I know, so given I know it, you should tell me.
Okay.
Do you have something to tell me?
No.
No!
I don't lie to you. You know me.
The Kira I know wouldn't bring a boy home that A, is in a band, and B, looks like he's in a band.
He's nice.
I don't know that. I don't even know if he has a face. You're grounded. I don't want you to ever see him again.
That's so unfair. I didn't do anything wrong. Why do you treat me like this?
Tell Willie to write a song about it. And she lied about it, so I grounded her. Couldn't think of anything else to do.
I think we should kill the boy.
You wouldn't get away with it.
I don't know. This is Texas.
I'm pretty sure you'd never see it coming.
Quick question. When you grounded her, was it just for your house, or was it for all our houses?
All of ours.
Yeah, see, there's the rub. Yeah. You want me to punish her for something I would have never allowed in the first place. You invited the boy over. I mean, why not just put on some soft music and give him a nice bottle of Chianti?
Barb Jean, let it go.
Reba, I tried to warn you. Teenagers are just adults with energy.
You know, as Kira's father, I think I should have been included in this.
Oh, yeah, what would you have done?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I would have got some of my golf buddies together and thrown a scare into the boy.
Yeah. The sight of four middle-aged men in plaid speeding up the driveway in a golf cart would scare off anybody.
Man, some smells like Cheyenne. Cooking.
Yep, I've been busy, busy, busy. Van, what do you think about the place?
Hey, look at that. Pink. Lavender. And whatever that color is.
Just a little touch of home.
Little? Is there anything left at home?
The apartment was just so boring before. It didn't make a statement of who you are, and now it does.
Oh, it sure does. But unfortunately, that statement is, I'm Cheyenne.
No, it's not. This isn't just my stuff. This is our stuff, honey.
Well, I don't know if you realize this, but most of the stuff at home is your stuff.
That is so not true.
You have teddy bears on your bed.
Well, guess what? You have teddy bears on your bed now, too.
I cannot have teddy bears on my bed. I'm a professional football player.
Van, I cannot believe that you are making such a big deal about just a few decorating things.
A few decorating? It looks like I live in a candle store. Cheyenne, I liked it better the way it was.
Well, I like it better this way.
Yeah, but see, Cheyenne, you don't live here. It's true, Cheyenne. You don't live here. I do.
Should have known you'd come here and try to shine up the place.
Why would you say that? I don't do that, Van.
What is that?
Well, I am sorry that I didn't react the way you wanted to your precious apartment. How did you want me to react, Van?
Well, I wanted you to like it.
Well, I wanted to like it too, but I didn't. So I added some stuff.
Well, I don't need stuff for it to feel like home. No one does. Except maybe Elton John. All I need is that. That picture right there. I can sit on this couch for hours looking at that picture. During commercials. And when I do, it is home.
Can't believe I'm gonna say this, but I understand that. How about before I leave, I'll take all this stuff down?
Nah, don't worry. As soon as you leave, I'm gonna put all this stuff out on the table in the hallway. Hey, I'm starving. Let's go get something to eat.
No, I'm cooking.
I know.
Hey, Jake, what you watching?
The Weather Channel. More rain for Brazil.
Listen, honey, I know it was pretty scary telling me about your sister, but telling the truth is very important. So I got you this.
Wow! A Game Boy SP! Where'd you get it?
Well, I got it for your grandma for her birthday, but she kept trying to use it to make phone calls.
Kira called me a crybaby. She's crying now.
What do you mean?
Well, I really wanted to come downstairs and hang out with him, but she said get lost and called me a baby.
I thought you said she called you a crybaby.
Yeah, because then I started to cry.
Oh. Jake, I thought you said they were upstairs and you were downstairs.
You're mistaken.
Was that before or after Chip and Kira locked you in your bedroom?
After.
That's interesting. Because you didn't say anything about them locking you in your bedroom. I just made that up.
Mom, please, I'm trying to concentrate on
Jake Mitchell Hart! Are you lying to me?
No.
Did you lie about your sister and Chip being upstairs?
Yes. Nobody mocks me and gets away with it.
So did that boy even go upstairs?
No, and I didn't know he was a boy. I thought he was an ugly girl.
You are in big trouble, mister. No TV, no dessert, and Grandma gets her cell phone back. I don't know if you've heard, but there's more rain for Brazil. So I got a funny little story to tell you. Turns out that I got some unreliable information from my mole.
In other words, I wasn't lying.
Yes. So your grounding is off. And because I'm a big enough person to admit I was wrong, you can't be mad at me.
Gee, then everything's all better.
Kara, I am so sorry. Honey, when you have a child, you try very hard to teach it good values. And then one day you blink and they're all grown up and you think to yourself, did I teach them enough? Did I do a good job?
Yes, you did a good job. You should trust me.
Honey, decisions about dating are adult decisions. And as much as I love you and trust you, and as smart as you are, you're still just a 15-year-old girl. I make bad decisions, and I'm 29.
I looked you straight in the eye and told you the truth over and over again, but you didn't believe me.
I know that now. I'm sorry.
Wish there was a way I could make it up to you.
Yeah, me too.
Jake was the mole.
What?
He's at the house. Knock yourself out.